Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Tomorrow night, the NBA draft. Not exactly the NFL draft, especially for cities like ours, but the Wizards have two first-rounders. They've got a second-rounder. They're in the midst of this, you know, this process of acquiring lots of picks and taking swings. The draft lottery didn't work out great for them, but they will pick 6th and 18th in the first round of the NBA draft. Joining me right now, Bobby Marks, an NBA front office insider, draft expert. He was the general manager, assistant GM in the NBA with Brooklyn for many years. We've had Bobby on the show and love his insight, and he does a really good job, especially this time of year, in previewing not just the draft opportunities, but really the overall franchise situation for all 32 teams, and he did that yesterday as it related to the Wizards. Before we get to the Wizards in the NBA draft, because we're just a day removed from an actual Game 7 in the NBA Finals, what did you think of, A, the series, this final series between OKC and Indiana, and the postseason overall, the last 2 months of some pretty compelling games and series? What did you think?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think, you know, certainly the finals on probably most years, it was, you know, the ultimate roller coaster, right? I mean, we went from Oklahoma City losing at the end of game one by blowing a lead to a game seven where, you know, Tyrese Haliburton, you know, tears his Achilles and Oklahoma City prevails. I think we probably learned a lot about Oklahoma City as far as the growth of this team from that Denver series till to now, a team that's probably only going to get better moving forward here. But I do think we're kind of living in a day and age of parity in the league where there's, you know, certainly now when you have, you know, the Tatum injury and Lillard and Haliburton, three guys on Achilles, three of the top five teams in the East, that changes the dynamics a lot, certainly in the Eastern Conference, and then what you see out West, what's going on right now. So you probably have, I don't know, 25, 26 teams that have I think they can, you know, get into, you know, our playoff teams. And I think a lot of that probably stems from the rule, the injuries, and then certainly how the rules are in place right now.
Yes. Yeah, so if you had to guess on whether or not Oklahoma City's at the beginning of something, you know, we don't have to call it a dynasty, but we can just say, you know, what we said about Denver 2 years ago, that this isn't going to be the first. There are going to be more to come for Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets. Do you think that we're at the beginning of, you know, them being a significant part of the NBA Finals in most years over the next five to, you know, plus years?
They have the resources, not just what's on their roster, but what potentially could be coming with their draft picks to be, you know, a face in June for a long time here. Certainly for next year. I mean, you look at what they have. They've got all 15. They've got to make some decisions with probably the back end of the roster because they have 15 players under contract, and they have two picks, 15 and 24 in the first round. And then they have Nikola Topic, who probably not many people don't know, they drafted him in a lottery last year as a point guard, and you know he was injured this whole year, and he'll be back. And then they have the potential of having 4 first-round picks next year. So I think they have the resources to sustain this. I think it will be interesting when Shea and Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren, three players that are extension eligible. Is there a ripple effect a few years from now as far as, you know, what happens with maybe some of the back end of the roster, the Lou Dortz and the Isaiah Hartenstein? I think if out of any of the 30 teams, they're the one team that they have certainly have the sustainability.
If they didn't do it, what would be the reason other than injuries?
It's always the, you know, you sometimes you want to say that the dynamics of the locker room, but man, you watch these guys. I mean, they generally love each other. You know, that's the beauty. I think they're just so young and, you know, they probably haven't been through some, you know, outside of playing, the real life things. And now some of them are going to get paid pretty handsomely here. Just from the sports, whether it be not just basketball, sometimes there's a rift, whether money comes into play. Maybe there's a player that sees his role expanded, should be expanded more. If Cason Wallace, for example, maybe thinks he's a starter, and he's not happy with his role. Those are usually sometimes the dynamics as far as what kind of splits teams up.
I thought, and I'm just curious as to what your reaction to this, I thought I was watching over the last 2 months one of the best defensive teams that I've ever watched this time of year. And I think there's a lot of numbers and advanced numbers that would prove that out.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I was not, overwhelmed by this team offensively. Forget the shooting itself, which was streaky.
Yep.
They were a stagnant offensive team a lot of the time, almost looked borderline at times disorganized. I mean, they couldn't handle full court pressure, getting the ball in bounds in multiple games. So I look at that. I mean, I loved watching this team defensively, Bobby, but I look at that and then I look at the competitive landscape in the West, and I guess I wouldn't be surprised if they don't end up going on a massive championship run.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, this is not your 93 Bulls. and it's probably, I don't even know if it's the 2015 version of Golden State. I would say, yes, from an offensively standpoint, we saw it. I mean, we saw it in the games they lost, and I think we started to see it in Game 7 when things got tight, right? They went ISO ball, it stagnated. They got bailed out a little bit on maybe some calls, and I think Dort hit the three on the top of the key. If there was another 5 minutes, it would have they would have probably been in trouble. But the beauty of it is defensively, because when they defend and they turn the team over, it comes in waves. A tied game could be a 10-point lead all of a sudden here, and that's why I said at one point of Game 7, I said, "Listen, Indiana was -4 in turnover margin. They were down 3. I was like, if you just keep it at this, you've got a chance. But when you start turning the ball over, that just leads into what Oklahoma City is really good at."
Yeah, and it was, these were forced turnovers the majority of the time. It was impressive to watch, not just in this series, throughout. All right, let's talk draft. We're talking to Bobby Marks at Bobby Marks 42 on X. He was in the front office in the NBA with Brooklyn for many, many years and has been doing this at ESPN now for many, many years. Just big picture on the NBA draft.
Yeah.
Like, you study it every year, but I kind of look at it as like such a crapshoot. 18-year-old, such a projection, which is why Jokic, a second rounder, was an MVP. Giannis outside the top 10. SGA outside the top 10. Kawhi outside the top 10. You're never sure where that transcendent superstar player will get picked. How do you kind of just describe overall the process of the NBA draft and, the sort of roll of the dice nature to it?
Yeah, I mean, there's no exact science as far as how the draft goes. And I think if you talk to a lot of front offices, it's probably one of the more challenging ways as far as assembling a roster. A little bit of it, certainly comes with luck. a little bit of certainly it goes beyond the basketball court, where you know the personality of that player you're drafting and how he fits into your locker room and how coachable he is and all, a lot of the different elements to it. I do think when you nail, as I think, you know, if you nail the draft and you get these players on these four-year contracts that eventually turn into another 4 or 5 year contract, that can set you up for a long, long time. And I think, you know, listen, this year, I think there's probably, you know, certainly where Washington is at six, and then they're, you know, the pick at 18, you know, we'll start with the pick at six. There's probably three tiers. There's the Cooper Flagg tier. There's the Dylan Harper tier at tier two. And then there's a group of five or six players in that tier three where the Wizards are going to be picking at, whether it be Ace Bailey or Jeremiah Fears or Come On Mollylock or, Konta Nipple, VJ Edgecombe, you know, there's a Trey Johnson. There's a lot of good players in that mix here, and it's you got to trust your personnel guys. I always say that, like, they're the guys, they're the boots on the ground, they're the ones out there going to gyms, watching guys in practice, going, you know, and on a Tuesday night in at Cameron Indoor Stadium, seeing a player against Citadel, for example. That's where you know if you have great personnel guys, then I think it gives you an advantage when you go through this process.
So let's start with Flagg. Do you think he is, you know, what we thought Zion Williamson would be, what we think, and even to this day, what Victor Wembanyama will be? Where is he on the scale of, like, transcendent, you know, franchise-changing number one overall picks?
I saw Cooper when he was 16 down in Southwest Florida, and I thought he could play in the NBA then. He is young. The beauty of him, usually when we're looking at players who are drafted, you know, in the top three or number one, it's always the offense that stands out, which certainly that's a strong trait for him. His best trait is the ability to defend, his length. He can lock you down. He's switchable. I think he can guard multiple positions here. You can put him in a game right now, and you don't have to rely on him to score. That's why going to Dallas is such a good place as far as from a fit standpoint here. So, yeah, I do think, you know, you never know what will happen 3 or 4 years from now. But at least from what we can evaluate, I think he does has the potential to be pretty special.
You know, fans do this. I don't know if you do this or not, but I think for people who, you know, don't pay attention closely to it, they always, you know, say, well, who's his comp? So who is his comp, either current or historically?
Yeah. I don't, you know, we were talking last night, Jonathan Gavoni does a great job, our draft expert, we were talking about it. And I think it ranges, you know, from a defensive standpoint, you know, certainly the length of Aaron Gordon. I think Kawhi, certainly the measurables are right up there with Kawhi Leonard as far as from, if you're
wingspan.
Just taking, the wingspan, everything else that comes with it. I think, you know, I thought, and I said this to a scout when I saw him a few years ago, he reminded me, and this is going way back, he reminded me a lot of Kevin Garnett when Kevin was coming out of high school in Chicago, just based on, and Kevin was a little bit longer, as the ability to kind of, from a defensive standpoint.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. I mean, Garnett was taller, too.
Yeah, he was. Yes, he was, you know, 7 foot or so. You know, he was taller. But just from, like, the intangibles, he just has a really his basketball IQ is off the charts. He has the will. He loves basketball. He has the will to win. You know, most of these guys here. But I do think he has a chance to be pretty special.
Yeah, and the Wizards ended up with the 6th pick in this draft lottery with maybe a chance to change their franchise around for the first time in 50 years. So you mentioned Harper is kind of in that next category on his own. Who do you see Harper in terms of comp?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, you know, and he's probably going to a situation where what his strength is probably what they don't need because I think is better. Yeah, I mean, Dylan is better with the ball in his hand. He struggled a little bit from the perimeter. Certainly a crafty scorer, but you've got De'Aaron Fox and you got Stephon Castle there already here. So you're basically going best available, and then you fit. You figure the fit from there and everything like that. But he's a big guard. Certainly the pedigree with his dad playing in the NBA. For a long time. It's a very interesting story. His mom has been his coach, and she's basically has been guiding him the last, since he's been a little boy.
Interesting. So in that next group where the Wizards will obviously select, and you said there are several players in that group, and we've seen Ace Bailey mock to Washington over and over again. Give me sort of the player that you think would be the best fit for here.
I think Ace Bailey would be. I really do. I get it. Like, there's a lot out there right now, but the workouts and him not going places and him blowing off workouts. And I think there's two ways to separate that. I think there's the blowing off a workout or not showing up off a workout. I do think that shows a level of irresponsibility. Okay. But let's remove that. There's been plenty of players in the NBA, in the NFL, who have manipulated the draft process and got to a place where they want to go to. And he's not the first guy to do it. And there's a difference of $15 million in salary by going from 3 to 6. And if he's willing to do that, then we can't fault him there. But I just look at him as a position of need. He is long. He is athletic. He is 6'8", I know he measured at, a little bit light, smaller than what, he was listed at Rutgers. His mid-range game is probably as good as anybody in this draft class. I think there's a little bit of an erraticness with him. His personality is outgoing, as we've seen, of course. But I do think if he's there, I would be surprised if he gets past them at 6.
You know, when you said about, watching Cooper Flagg in November against Stetson, or I forget, Wofford, whatever you said. I mean, I was in College Park. Rutgers came in to play Maryland, and Derek Queen dominated Ace Bailey, and he took himself out of the game, tapped out completely, and said he was sick. And that's one of those things where, if you're a fan of college basketball and the NBA, and I'm a big fan of Maryland and the Wizards, I'm like, I don't want him if he were to fall to wherever we picked.
And
but
that's what scouts are doing. It's not just he went for 39 against Indiana. Right.
Like
you're looking at every little thing, whether it be off the court. I always look at when a player gets taken out of game. How does he walk off the court? Right? Does he interact with the coach? So I do think there's a lot of different things there as far as just not the basketball skill, as far as the intangibles, as far as how would he be if he's not playing, if he's only playing 10 minutes a game here. So there's a lot that certainly comes into that.
No, to your point. I mean, I saw him one night at Northwestern where he went for 37. I'm like, who's this guy? And it's really hard, right, Bobby? Because they're 18 years old. We don't know how they will physically and mentally grow up because they're not, they're a long way from being men. And that makes it hard. What do you think of Derek Queen? And why has he and Mock slid as far as like 15?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly the pedigree of playing at Mount Verde with the three other players that will likely go in the first round with Asa, Cooper, and Liam. I call him kind of the babyface assassin. He will not do well in individual workouts.
Nope.
I'm telling you, like he probably did not do well if you asked him to shoot, 50 top of the key threes and stuff like that. So for me, I think as we said, it's kind of like going back to watching him play 5-on-5. We tend to kind of over evaluate this draft process here because of him going to 10 teams in 3 weeks, and it's the body breaks down and all these things, and his athletic measurables aren't great. And I'm sure you could probably say the same thing with Nikola Jokic, a long time ago here. But I do think his weight is really good. I think he's at 245 right now. I know it was a little bit higher at Maryland. He's a little bit undersized, but I think he's got such soft hands. I think he's extremely, extremely skilled. I think there's a toughness about him. He might look like the youngest player, but I do think there is a toughness about him.
Two more, and I appreciate the time.
Sure.
Walter Clayton Jr., who was phenomenal during the NCAA tournament, he's also played in college for 4 years, and for whatever reason, those guys get knocked down a little bit. I was surprised to see when the mocks started to come out him at the end of the first round. What do you think he is at the next level?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think we'll probably get pegged a little bit as his size. He is undersized, but when you look at what he did at Florida, and I think what he did at Iona he's a big-time shot maker when the game matters. And I think you have to take that into consideration. He is a bit erratic. He is probably with the ball, trying to make the perfect pass, the home run pass here. But he is an ultra-competitive kid. I expect him to go in the first round. I think he would be certainly he's experienced, having been at, the Florida the last couple of years and then certainly at Iona.
All right, last one. Give me the guy that you're in love with that you don't see getting mocked as high as you think he should be mocked. And then the reverse of that. Who do you think right now is being over mocked? Give me those two names.
Yeah, I mean, I think the guy that I would, if I was still in the front office and I was picking in the late lottery, I would seriously consider is a player named Nick Clifford, who is at Colorado State, 6'6" wing.
Yeah.
He averaged close to 10 rebounds this year, 4.5 assists. He started at Colorado and then transferred to State. Probably the knock on him is that he's 24.
I mean, yeah.
So I really like him. He declared last year, for the draft and everything like that. As far as a guy that maybe might be too high, I don't know. It's so fluid and everything like that. As far as where we might see a little bit high. Thomas Sorber, you guys have seen him down
Georgetown,
in Georgetown. I think he's projected 15, 16, somewhere around there. He's coming off the injury that cost him the most of the tail end of the regular season here. I don't think he'll be ready for summer league here. So you're basically you're relying on, as I said, basically 3 or 4 months of what he did at Georgetown. But I think he's got a first round grade. It's just a matter of kind of where he goes.
Yeah, the Nick Clifford, he played very well against Maryland in the tournament game that Derek Queen made the game winner in. But he reminds me of that kid, Chris Duarte, who also had a really good tournament for Oregon and was much older a few years ago. But, if he can play, he can play. I don't get the age thing usually. Bobby, thanks so much. Really appreciate the insight.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Bobby Marks, everybody. Yeah, that guy, Nick Clifford. That was the game Queen hit the game winner to get Maryland to the Sweet 16. He was awesome in that game. And it was so obvious watching the game because it's like they're playing Colorado State and you don't think they have any pros. And it's like, wait a minute, they got a pro on their team. This guy, Nick Clifford, who was wearing, I think, number 10. It's like whoever number 10 is, that guy is an NBA player. He certainly looks like it, and he is now mocked in the first round. Interesting stuff. you know, it's going to take a few years to figure out who got it right and who got it wrong. I'll tell you what, though. He is a clear, big-time Cooper Flagg fan. And, you know, some of those comps are pretty damn good comps. All right. Mike Wilbon joined me on my podcast yesterday. You'll hear some of that next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.